Well, look who's come back for more. Hello, puppet. It's always good to see you. Why don't you make yourself comfortable? I have a special treat for you this session. Well, it's a special treat for me, anyway. You just relax. Put your arms and your legs where they feel most at ease. It's going to be very simple, very easy. You just do what your body wants to do and relax. Let your hands fall wherever they feel comfortable. Let your legs fall wherever they feel comfortable. Let your eyes rest at whatever level is easy. When they feel comfortable, they'll grow heavy. When the moment is right, they'll close. It's going to be so very easy to relax today, Poppet. Can't you just feel it already? Notice how already your muscles have begun to relax. Tension has left your hands, your wrists, your arms. Your feet and your calves are already relaxed and comfortable. Your body enjoys responding to my voice. Your thighs melt away, the tension leaving them. Only warmth and comfort. Where before there had been tension, it's just slipping away. And all that tension in your neck and your shoulders, your arms, your chest, just fades, as if you've had a pleasant massage. That relaxation sliding down your spine into your belly, flooding your groin, as it also radiates up along your spine, your neck, the back of your head, and into your face. It's so very easy to relax, Poppet. Especially when you hear that word, Poppet. Such a pleasurable word, Poppet. It just carries you deeper and deeper. Oh, it feels so very good every time you hear it, Poppet. So very pleasant. So very relaxing. You haven't even noticed how your breathing has slowed, your heart rate has slowed. Continue to drift deeper and deeper and deeper. Now, just look at the insides of your eyelids. That soft screen, a projected image of a long corridor, very white, very sterile, and your curiosity is piqued, you follow that corridor. As you go deeper and deeper, further along that corridor, you feel a warmth growing in your belly, growing in your balls, the blood filling your cock like a human divining rod, pointing you the direction you should go. When you come across another corridor going off to one direction or another, you can turn, you can explore, and when you go the right direction, your cock gets harder, it tingles more. If you go the wrong direction, the tingle dies down. Softens and droops and drops. If you find a dead end, the tingle goes away immediately and you turn back, following your cock. Oh, being led by your cock through a maze of corridors. Every step, as you go deeper and deeper into the labyrinth, deeper and deeper into the center, until you find yourself, your cock surging, hard, thick, pulsing, the tip of your cock so full of blood, already beginning to leak, as if you'd been jerked, as if you'd been sucked, as if you'd been teased and tormented by the hottest woman. But when you come to the center, instead of the hottest woman, you find the hottest woman's clothes. There, the only thing in that all-white room with the corridors going off in every direction, a single pole with a single hook and a single hanger from which hangs a single dress. Short. A sweet, lace-edged apron and a pair of fuck-me pumps on the floor just below it, shiny and black. Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful French maid's outfit. So very feminine, so very compelling. And that is what your cock has been pointing to. It takes on such a very lifelike sensuality. The material is shiny and smooth. You can't help it. You want to step forward and rub that hard cock. Your cock gets harder and harder with every step closer. don't know where or when your clothes disappeared, but you're naked, and your leaking cock just has to rub on that dress. You step forward, pressing your balls into the skirt, sliding your cock along that satiny material, thrusting into it, pressing it to your chest, fucking it. Oh, and it feels so good. Feels better than the tightest pussy you've ever had. Feels so fucking delicious. Somehow, through all your thrusting, somehow, through all your rubbing, somehow that maid's outfit slipped onto you, and everywhere it touches your body is sheer sensuality. Everywhere you touch it feels exquisite. Parts of you never imagined being erotic. Your arms, your upper arms, your chest, your waist, everywhere it touches becomes an erogenous zone, singing with electric pleasure. You step into the shoes. Even your feet tingle with sensual pleasure. It makes your eyes roll up in your head as if drunk. So good. Feels so wonderful. You step and step and step again on those high heels, tottering, teetering, feeling so very aroused, wanting to feel that skirt move around your thighs, brush across what had been your cock. Now you begin to think of it as your clit. You walk out of that center room and into, well, suddenly everything is less white. You're in a luxurious parlor. Rich, heavy curtains. Deep, rich tones. Antiques. And old Persian rugs. Having them see you in that little maid Bride's outfit. Is as natural as pouring them tea and serving them lady fingers as they sit and chat and ignore your existence. And it feels so very erotic, that dress moving around your thighs. It feels so very heavenly, having an excuse to move, bending, showing them your little frilly panties and your seamed stockinged thighs. You know you have work to do, and you take pleasure from the work. It's so very pleasant, so very pleasurable, so very delicious to go about your duties. There, over on the bookshelf, a feather duster, fluffy ostrich plumes, and on the handle, a thick, fleshy dildo. You know without being told what you're meant to do with it. You drop to your knees as the ladies drink their tea. You slide your panties down as they chatter amongst themselves. You press that dildo into that wet, wet fuckhole of yours. So wet from all that leaking you've been doing. Press that feather duster into your ass. Push it. Push it deep. That feather duster, your lover, surrounded by that sensual material. Enveloped in it. And now taking it inside you. Pushing that feather duster cock into your ass while that clitty cock of yours brushes against that material, against that little skirt, and feels more delicious than any pussy you've ever fucked. You aim your ass for the books. You hunch your hips, dusting every thrust, pushing that feather duster inside you, moving every movement, rubbing that clitty cock against that material. You can't help it. Your hand goes underneath your skirt. You know the women might watch. You know the women might take notice. And you might even get into trouble for slacking off on the job. But you hurry, you rush, you wiggle that little ass harder and faster. You hunch those hips, you rock, you thrust, knowing that you have to keep working, knowing that it feels so very fucking good, but you have to keep working, because if anyone walks out, looks over and sees you not working, just rubbing that little clit like a little fucking whore, well, then they might become very dissatisfied with you, and you can't possibly be released from this job. You love it too much. It feels so good. You love the skirt. You love the dress. You need the dress. You need it. It feels so fucking good to wear the dress. You pump, and you frig, and you fuck your ass with that feather duster under the guise of dusting the books, and you keep that little fucking ass wriggling as you hump your hand, harder and faster, and dust. It feels so fucking fucking good to be in service. It feels so fucking good to be a maid. It feels so good to be a fucking sissy maid. Oh. 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 And as you come to the peak, and you fill your hand, the shudder rips through you with the most intense orgasm you've ever felt. It is love and sex and religion. You have found your place, pet. You are a sissy maid in service. And as you look to the women, you see me looking back with a knowing gleam in my eye and a subtle nod of approval. Staying with you, with perfect relaxation and absolute bliss. As you find your way to that center room, as you hang that sissy maid dress back on the hanger, and leave the shoes with one last kiss of the dress, rubbing your face in the delicious material, knowing you'll have to come back again soon, knowing you're in love with that dress as if it were a woman. Turn back the way you came, every corridor bringing you back to wakefulness, every turn leading you more conscious, with the image of that dress in your mind, that light, happy feeling, as if you were in love. And you can't wait to see your lover again. You weave your way out of the labyrinth, slowly returning to consciousness, slowly waking, leaving the dress, leaving the study behind, the parlor behind, as a distant dream, knowing you're in love. As you exit the labyrinth, you find yourself back where you began. Your hands in the same position, your feet in the same position, you are comfortable, you are aware. And you are a very good maid.